A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you glamorous little pencil sharpeners. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we get to work answering those questions using the parts of our brains known to medical science as the dustbins of excellence.
Dustbins of excellence!
Yes, and our
dustbins of excellence!
We're given a fantastic workout this week. We were back with Douglas and Sevan, and this time they had all sorts of fascinating queries about life, the universe, and how you'd kick off an aeroplane.
Let's see how we got on, shall we? Roll the tape, whatever that means!
Hey, should we just have that?
Dustbins of excellence!
One more time before we start.
Nah.
Too late, it already happened.
Well, here we are again with our friends in the studio. We have the amazing Douglas and we have the incredible Sevan. Also in the studio with us today, we've brought back our friend Anthony Plum. Anthony Plum.
Hey, Anthony. How are you doing? To make me nervous.
He's a little shy.
Well,
you met Anthony last time, didn't you?
Yeah, his eyes are kind of staring into me.
Right, he has got starry eyes, but don't mention it. He's right
there. He's a bit self-conscious about it.
He just seems a little bit shy. Hopefully, you've brought some questions along for us. Hopefully,
Anthony
will ask us a question by the end of the show as well. That'll be good. Maybe you're going to learn things that will blow your little mind.
Yeah, and we'll have to clean mind.
Be honest, if I opened your head, if I opened up your head by now, there'd just be a dust ball lying around.
Why are you opening up Andy's head?
Can I just please say, don't open up my head.
Don't open up Andy's head. Yeah, we've already got to clear nipple head off the carpet and mind off the walls. I don't want to have to clear up Stanton brain my jumper.
The last thing I need is my head being opened up to expose the dust ball within.
Exactly. And all those rats.
Oh, what? Yeah. What are you saying? I've got rats now.
I think I might have saw one earlier coming out of your brain holding a skull.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was Hamlet.
Yeah, that was
Hamlet the rat.
Hamrat.
So we haven't even started yet, but we've already established that what goes on in my head is a massive ball of dust.
A dust ball, in fact, one of those balls of twine.
Oh, it's a ball of twine. Okay, sorry. And a rat holding a skull.
A dust ball would have been insulting.
Yeah.
But it's okay, it's a ball of twine.
And your brain's gone to Florida.
What's that, Stefan?
Your brain's gone to Florida.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it here. My brain's gone to Florida.
It's a nice place to retire. It's sunny.
Yeah,
And there are alligators.
My brain could do with the retirement right
what
now.
What brain wouldn't want to hang out with alligators in the sunshine?
It's like that song. Hanging out with alligators in the sunshine. That's where my brain wants to be.
Exactly.
Hanging out with alligators in the sunshine. Come on, children, follow me.
Plane with your least favourite people, who would you kick off?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Who would you kick off? Right, so we need to start by establishing who our least favourite people
are. Yeah.
Andy, who's your least favourite person?
I'd kick myself off. right? Because I would.
Are you funny? Guessed you were going to say that while we were writing down that question.
Why would you kick yourself off? You're much nicer than all these other people.
I'll just do it for a laugh. You've got to, in life...
Everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah, in life, right, you've got to try as many experiences as you can. So, I'd be interested just to kick myself off an aeroplane. Firstly, how I could even kick myself off an aeroplane. What I'd have to do is quickly get behind myself when I wasn't looking, right?
Distract yourself.
Distract myself, yeah.
Yeah.
You could take your leg off.
Yeah.
And
that's a good idea.
Yeah!
That's what I do. When I wasn't looking, right, I'd take one of my legs off, right?
Yeah.
And then,
but wait, I'm just saying, you won't have a parachute, so you basically just, like, fall out.
I won't have a parachute?
Yeah.
Oh, forget that. Right, I'm kicking someone else off now. No one told me this. Oh, no, no, I won't.
Oh, that changes everything.
I might be an idiot, but I'm not stupid.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we should have added that part of the question.
Is the plane flying or is it on the ground?
Alfie said
you could kick yourself off if it's on the ground.
No,
it's
actually a spaceship in outer space.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I want to kick myself
off
again.
Your head will explode when you get outside.
What?
Your head will explode when you get outside.
Oh, now I don't want to kick myself off.
Yeah, but how cool would that be?
Hold on, now I do want to kick myself off again.
How many people do you know whose heads have
exploded? Yeah, I do want to kick myself off again. When my head explodes in space, the rat will be Space Rat.
Space Ham Rat.
Yeah, Space Ham Rat.
I was about to say that.
That's how Shakespeare wrote that play.
Yeah.
He kicked himself off in space, head exploded, out comes Space Ham
Rat. And suddenly, boom, that's how he invented Denmark.
That's true. Okay, who would I kick off, right? Let me think. I don't think I hate anyone enough to kick them. Okay, Donald Trump. Full stop. I'd kick Donald Trump off a plane soon as look at him. I don't know. Who would you kick off a plane, Carrie?
I don't think I'd kick anyone off a plane.
Oh, not even Donald Trump.
I'd like to talk to him and show him the error of his ways.
Okay, let's do a bit of role-playing, right? We're on a plane. Okay. I'm Donald Trump. We're just flying somewhere and you've got a chance. Hi, I'm Donald Trump.
Hello, Donald Trump.
Hi. Yeah, I'm going to build a wall around your face.
Thank you, Donald Trump. How are you today, Donald Trump?
Very rich.
Did your mummy not love you, Donald Trump?
Why?
Is that why you're like this?
Ah!
Yeah, I've already thrown him. He's already confused.
What's going on?
And did your daddy not love you, but gave you lots of money, but not enough love, Donald Trump? Is that why you're like that?
Daddy! Mummy, what is happening to me?
Do you think maybe you'd be a better person if I gave you a little hug, Donald
What's
Trump?
Going on inside my head? What are these things called feelings and love?
That's a good thing, Donald Trump. We could have a little hug.
Come here.
It's all right.
I don't want to build no walls no more.
Put your head on my shoulder. Have a little cry.
Oh, yeah.
All the walls were really inside of me. Question two?
There is one universe, true or false?
Well, in this universe, the answer is true.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on a minute.
But the really confusing bit is it's not this one.
Oh!
In this universe, there's only one universe, but it's not this universe.
That totally blows my mind. Oh, wow. Purple haze. Do you think there's more than one universe, guys?
No.
take that, Stephen Hawking, wherever you may be.
Another universe, probably.
Yeah, I hope so.
Black holes only lead to the same universe.
Wow. Black holes only lead to the same universe. Is that true? What about you, Savannah? Do you think there's a multiverse out there?
Or an omniverse or a bloopiverse?
Or an omelette
verse? What do you say?
Well, no.
Okay. This has been a wonderful discussion, kids. Who do you want to kick out of a plane? That goes all day. Is there more than one universe? No.
Question three.
What is life for?
What is life for? A lot of people...
Listen to this, right?
Now, okay.
Yes, come on.
Life. What
Concentrate.
Is life?
Look at him. Look at the man. Look at him. Eh?
Okay.
See the man.
Yeah, here he is. Right there.
All right, yeah, watch it out. Watch out, because here comes the answer.
Here it comes.
Oh, any moment.
Straight at you.
Any moment now.
Like Cleopatra.
I'm building up. Here it comes. It's going to be...
It's going to be raining.
It's going to be thorough.
It's going to be raining. Yeah, start from first principles.
Come now, on. What...
Here it is.
Is...
Life.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
Four.
I was getting to that bit. Life.
Four.
Four. Four. What is life?
For what is life?
For what is life?
What is life if it's not for life?
Also, life is for what?
For what?
Also, for life is what?
Also, what for is life?
Also, what for life is.
Also is life for what?
Also is life what for?
Also,
worm.
Does that answer your question?
Kind of.
Did you know?
If you grate an egg into a boat at midnight, the devil will appear and offer you the chance to throw a coconut at his tail. If you manage to score a direct hit, the devil will reimburse you for the cost of the egg.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know?
There is a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. And sometimes when I'm falling, flying, or tumbling in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland.
Question 4!
And this is a Douglas question from the mind of Douglas. Sponsored by Douglas. Brought to you by the good people at Douglas.
Produced by and directed by Douglas.
Douglas.
Guitar and drums performed by
Douglas.
On
the bass tonight, we're pleased to welcome Douglas.
And specially special guest on haircuts, it's Douglas.
Just get on with the question.
Yeah, would you, Douglas? Come on.
What's the point of years and months?
Well, now, the point of years and months. If you didn't have years and months, right, firstly, it would just be one big mess, wouldn't it? I'll tell you what it would be like. Right, okay, sit down. Now, what it would be like. Right? You know when you buy a massive dairy milk, yeah? It's good, isn't it?
Giant.
A really big one, you know what I mean? Maybe you've been to the airport, yeah?
You have to take it home in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, but a big one, you know, a big one. And it's big, and it's divided up into all those squares, isn't it? And that makes it easy to sort of get a handle on it, right, and know what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah? If it was just one massive, undifferentiated block of dairy milk...
You wouldn't know where to start,
would you?
You'd have to headbutt the middle over and over and over and over again, and you still wouldn't really taste it.
And in this way, if you imagine your life and all of time as one enormous chocolate bar... You've got to put those squares on.
Years
and months of the squares. And instead of Cadbury on each one written into the chocolate, it says like November, December. But in the same writing. It says that
January,
in the same writing.
February.
You know, March.
Like that. And that is how you know. So years and months are the way you know how much dairy milk you've eaten.
Right.
And how much you weigh now and how much running you've got to do to work it off.
Yeah. So time is like a massive dairy milk.
Huge dairy milk.
Right, and where was it made?
Kind of.
Yes, it is kind of.
Kind of, yes, yeah. Exactly. You're getting it.
This is
edumacation.
And that's why we live in the Milky Way, in the galaxy, near to Mars.
Very near Mars.
Starbar.
Yeah. Starburst.
Jupiter. Sweets.
Magic stars.
Magic stars and the Great Bear.
Milky Way, the chocolate.
And
Spaceship
on a stick. Actually, the question isn't so much is why is time and space like a giant chocolate bar, which was your original question. It's why are so many chocolate bars named after space?
Because they're extraterrestrial. Can you imagine something as extraordinary as chocolate originating on Earth? No, of course not. That would be madness.
It's true.
It's all falling from the sky.
It had to come from a more advanced civilization than ourselves because chocolate's so good.
Exactly.
So meteorites are just the crumbs from these giant aliens. They're the crumbs of chocolate.
Just chipping off.
They're above us. They're enormous, right?
It's like first contact.
Yeah.
This is how greater intelligences are very subtly telling us that they're there by sending us chocolate.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, a bit of Cadbury's button sometimes hits you in the head.
It can happen.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
So basically, like, if I put my hand on my like this, a double decker just forms my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah? On a good day.
On a good day.
On a bad day, obviously, Caramac.
Question 5!
Is life real?
Wow.
What do you think right
this
now?
This is so awesome.
What do you think? Yeah. Do you think it's an illusion and we're all asleep in the Matrix?
Well, kind of not.
Oh, yeah.
If it's real in this moment.
That's pretty interesting. What about dreams? Do you think they're real?
Do you think maybe dreams are more real?
Whoa.
Maybe dreams are a different universe.
Whenever I have a dream, I feel like I'm actually doing what's in the dream at night.
What
it feels real, doesn't it, dreaming?
It's like, you know in a dream, like, you're falling?
Yeah.
And then you wake up in a jaw. It felt like you were literally falling.
I know. Yeah.
And you wake up and suddenly you're, like, about 400 feet lower than you went to
it's
sleep.
It's like your head's... I didn't hear that.
Oh, wow.
It's like your head's on holiday.
Yeah.
And then it just comes back and you wake up.
Your head's on holiday.
Your head's on holiday. And when you wake up, your head comes back.
Right. It's just like the laps that we were talking about in the last show, with the laps going to Lapland, but with your head.
But your head. Your head's going goes to the headland.
Not my whole head. Not my mind.
Do you know what I've got in my mind? A massive ball of twine and a rat.
Yeah.
So I can't really dream. When I close my eyes to go to sleep, all I hear is a rat nibbling on a ball of twine.
Ham rat, remember?
Well, ham rat. He's going to bring on a skull, that's right, and tying the skull to the twine so it's got a horrible yo-yo.
It's like a yo-yo thing.
It's a horrible, devilish yo-yo. It's disgusting.
So, guys, if your head was going to go on holiday, where would it go?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas! Oh! And would it win loads of money, and then when you woke up, you'd be rich?
Yeah.
What if your head was rich, but it didn't want to give your body any money?
Your head is so mean.
Like, your body's just walking around like, oh.
Does your head know nothing about sharing? Wow. What's wrong with your head, Douglas?
Like, what if your head just bought a really cool car to drive, right? And then it just sat in the front seat, right, with all its money. But your body was, like, just standing there, like, having to walk. But then the head's like, I got a new car. But after a while, the head's like, actually, I can't really drive this car without the body's help. And then the head says to the body, like, can you just come and reattach so we can enjoy the car together? And the body walks over, doesn't hold a grudge, right? Attaches to the head again, the power of sharing.
Oh, what a lovely body.
How about this, though? What if the head goes to Las Vegas, right? And either doesn't win all the money or just gets accidentally trodden on.
Wow, that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Right, so the body's waiting at home thinking, I can't wait for the head to come back with all the money, right? One of two things happen. Either the head comes back. What happened to all the money, head? Thinks the body. I lost it all, mate. Lost it all. And the body's like, oh, Buddha lally. Or the alternative, even worse, I think, the body's there going, oh, I can't, rubbing its hands together. It's got everything except the head. It's so nearly got everything. But it's like, just wait till the head gets back with all the riches. Head got trodden on in Las Vegas, right? Possibly by a cheerleader or a lion, you know. And the body's just sitting there, possibly to this day, like this.
I can't
wait. Knowing in its heart... Because it's got all that.
Because it's still got that.
Knowing in its heart that the head really isn't coming back, but just wanting to hope.
I'd watch that film.
Any day now, the head's going to come back. And we're going to... Any day now. Still there after thousands of years.
It's a bit like in cinemas.
Yeah.
Well, when they have the mini short movies before the actual movie.
Mm.
It's like one of those movies.
It's not like any movie I've ever seen.
It's like that little Pixar one before the big Pixar one.
What, the one where the head gets separated from the body?
Yeah, and gets squashed by a cheerleader and a lion.
And the body pines to death waiting for the head
to
come back.
For a thousand years, thinking it's going to be rich.
What was it called? Was it
Where Have I Started?
Sad Body Head.
Sad body head.
No, yeah, I love that film.
Sad poor body head.
Sad poor body head.
Which question are we on again?
We're still on five, but
it's where would your head go on holiday?
Yeah, that's
question.
Right. Where would your head go on holiday, please, Stefan?
Where's your head holiday?
I'm kind of the right person to fit in a Dumbland, so Dumbland.
Dumbland. Dumbland. The head goes off to Dumbland. Dumbland, we throw balls at each other. Dumbland, we spit on our brother. Dumbland, we take off our trousers. And eat them every night. Dumbland.
Dumbland sounds horrible.
Yeah, you should come.
I don't want to go to Dumbland. Do you want to go to Dumbland?
Yeah. Oh, you're kind of the right person for us.
That was hard.
But good. He trapped us good. Now, those are some interesting answers. What about Anthony Plum? Where would your head go on holiday, Anthony, if it could go on holiday? No.
Would you like to go on holiday?
Right.
Somewhere? Yeah. Like Dumbland? No?
No.
No, not Dumbland.
Want another biscuit? Of course you do.
Yeah, another biscuit.
Well, listen, Anthony, sorry, can I just say, It's okay. We've all got different personalities. You don't have to ask anything.
Would you like to come in again next week? Yeah, we'll come in again next week. Okay. Maybe you'll ask us a question.
Yeah, I used to be quite shy when I was a child as well. But which brings us back to your question. Is life real?
Is life real?
I think life's real.
I think
sometimes, you know, when you're going through a bad bit of it, you're like, oh, I wish it wasn't real. Yeah. Sometimes when you're going through a really good bit, you go, I'm glad it is real. Sometimes when you go in a river, you go, oh, it's full of eels. Right. So there you go. If we all learnt something today.
Kind of.
Right? I've learned.
What have you learnt, Karen?
What I've learnt today is that this is one of the most comfortable sofas I've ever sat on in my life. But what have you learnt today, Andy Stanton?
Well, I can't really learn anything because in my head there is only a big ball of twine and a rat holding a skull.
Well, there you go. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Dr. Carrie Quinlan, Professor Emeritus at the Mount Kilimanjaro Institute of Higher Education. Do you get it? Because it said higher education and it was up on a mountain.
And I've been Andy Stanton, Head Lecturer at the Institute of Even Higher Education in Space. Do you get it? Because, never mind, I don't know why I bother sometimes. Really, I don't.
And you've been listening to...
Ask the Seven Grown-Ups!
Ask the Nincompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production. By the way, Andy, what's it like having a big ball of twine and a rat holding a skull inside your brain?
Horrible. And quite itchy.
Oh, well. Bye!
GreatBigOwl.com